Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's the final full day of the campaign, and the two leading candidates for governor are making their last pitches to voters. Republican Charlie Baker and Democrat Martha Coakley spent the weekend campaigning from Northampton to Hyannis, from Lowell to New Bedford. WBUR's Fred Tice, who covered Martha Coakley.
Saturday morning, Martha Coakley found herself amid union workers in Lawrence, volunteers from the Service Employees International Union. Helping her energize the workers was Governor Deval Patrick.
You know what we have to do. You know why it matters. We got the real deal, not a person with an authenticity problem. The real deal, Martha Coakley.
Later in Framingham, as Coakley encouraged volunteers to go back out into the rain, she summed up why people should vote for her.
I promise you a ticket like Massachusetts has never seen before in our opportunity now to show the rest of the country and the rest of the world what it means to be prosperous, to do well, and to be fair to everybody here.
Coakley's campaign was counting on this final weekend to contact all their likely voters one last time before Election Day. The bad weather made it a miserable task. But in Framingham Saturday afternoon, even as they donned wet jackets and caps to go back out, canvassers said the weather was actually helping them because people were home. Coakley contrasted this campaign with the Senate race she'd lost to Scott Brown 4 years ago.
All I will say is that the weather is better in this race than it was in 2010.
And Coakley was not just talking about the fact that that race was run in midwinter. Last time, some Democrats accused her of not trying hard enough. She vowed she would do things differently this time.
I would put together a grassroots team, the kind of ground game that we needed to win. We've done that, and I could not feel more supported by our team, by Democrats across the state. And I am convinced that we have spent every single day, my husband and I, out across the state, that no one's questioning, you know, the work involved, no one's questioning.
Coakley has remained collected throughout this campaign. But yesterday, she held back tears as she walked out of Faneuil Hall, where the body of Boston's late mayor, Tom Menino, lay. She told of the emotional conversation she had with Menino's widow, Angela. Later, in Foxborough, the weather just got nastier. The snow and sleet and rain fell on the tent village of tailgaters before the Patriots game. Coakley dove into the kind of crowd that might have loved Scott Brown 4 years ago.
Enjoy your lobsters. Oh, my God. Nice to see you.
The beauty of a Patriots tailgate party for a politician is it brings people in from all over Massachusetts. Doug Brown from Falmouth admitted that he's disappointed with Charlie Baker.
I wish he could remember the origins of his story with the fisherman. It was a little dramatic. Now this seems to be a little questionable.
But he's still voting for Baker, and here's why.
His business acumen, I don't think Martha's ready for it.
Under the same tent, William Elwood from East Bridgewater pitched in to defend Coakley.
I'm voting for Martha. I'm a construction worker, and Charlie Baker's not for the construction worker, so Martha's my best. It's best for me. That's how I feel. I'm a union guy, so.
Robert Capalbo had driven in from Agawam.
I don't even know who I'm going to vote for.
Capalbo is not alone. There's a surprisingly large group of undecided voters still. Behind Charlie Baker in most polls, Martha Coakley seeks to win over those undecideds in the campaign's final hours. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.